All right. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted, amen, to heal my emotional pain and to clear the muddied waters in my marriage. And I took that artwork and used it as inspiration. And here's another one of my t-shirts. How you doing? Amen. I put my artwork on t-shirts, on journals, on sneakers, and on cards. Amen. And I no longer say that I produce power from my pain, because I have no power to produce anything. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, because it was only the Lord who got me through what I have gone through in my life. And if it was not for the Lord, amen, I would not even be here. And I am not speaking figuratively. I am speaking literally. Amen. So God is good, and He is worthy of the praise. It is a beautiful Wednesday. It is the last Wednesday in January. Amen. And it is January 31st. Can you believe that it is the last day of January in 2024? Tomorrow is February 1st. God has done some powerful, amazing things in these first 31 days. Amen. Can anyone testify of the goodness of the Lord and what He has done the first 31 days of 2024? I am telling you, honey, it has been glorious and it has been marvelous. Amen. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And so the Lord is worthy of our praise. Amen. Worthy of our praise. He is good. Amen. So I'm just going to give everyone a couple of more minutes. Hallelujah. I am looking something up. I have something that I wanted to share with you guys. Amen. And I am... Yes, yes, yes. Just give me 1 second, y'all. Want to make sure that I definitely pull up what I need to pull up, because I want us to have a visual on today. God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. I'm trying to do something really quickly. This is my first time trying this, so I'm hoping that it will work. Oh boy, that's not working. Y'all just hold tight. I'm trying to do something a little different on today, and I don't think it's going to allow me to do it. Amen. Let's come here. Let's come here. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and pray. I definitely don't want to belabor the time. Amen. I want to be respectful of everyone's time. God bless you, Elise. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. Amen. A sister over here trying to do something. I'm trying to add something to the chat. I'm trying to add an image to the chat, and it does not seem to let me add images from my computer. So I just want to make sure. All right, y'all, I have to let that go. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Amen. You guys know what we came to do. We pray, we process information from our devotion on Jesus Calling, and we pursue God's word. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you, and we honor you. Father God, you are good, and you are forever worthy to be praised, Lord God. We give you the glory that is due your name, Father God. It is the 31st. We have gone through 31 days. We are entering into the 31st day, amen, of 2024. God, you have been faithful. You have been true. You have brought in winds of change. You have shifted us. My God, you have challenged us, Lord God. You spoke to us, Lord God. We hit 2024. We hit the ground running, Lord God, and you are so faithful and true, Lord God, because when we did the manifesting gratitude the last every Wednesday in December 2023, Lord, we were just like, God, we're not going to wait until 2024 to praise thy name. We're not going to wait, Lord God. We are going to thank you now for all the doors that you are opening in 2024. I just remember that so crystal clear, and the power that came through every Wednesday when we manifested gratitude and when we prepared ourselves for 2024. And my God, was it a preparation? My God, was it a shift? My God, have you been faithful thus far? And if this is in any indication of what 2024 will be like, Father God, we praise you in advance. We thank you in advance, and we say hallelujah. So now, Father God, give us revelatory insight through thy Holy Spirit, Lord. Speak to us, speak through us, have your way, Lord God. Hide me behind the cross, Lord God. I humble myself before you, Lord God, as a vessel of honor, fit for the master's use, Lord. I love you and I praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. How is everyone? Amen. I'm still trying to get this picture. I need to let this little thing go, honey. I'm trying to pull something up. I'm just going to have to trust, amen, that everything that I am supposed to do on today, it will be crystal clear. But sometimes we know images, amen, provide a different level of clarity. So I'm just going to have to release it and let it go, because it's not allowing me to bring it up. But we have some key phrases on today. Amen. This little piece of hair getting on my nerves. Hallelujah. So we have some key phrases on today. The first phrase is purge yourself. Amen. Purge yourself. Put in the chat, purge yourself. Now, you guys know that we have been meditating on 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verses 19 through 22. And today, specifically, we are going to look at verse 21. Amen. We are going to study in detail verse 21 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. So you guys know that we have been talking about that ground story and the foundation. God bless you, Elise and Terry. Amen. We've been talking about that foundation, that ground story of the Church of Christ and Jesus being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Then we talked about this grand, great, massive house. Amen. Where in the house there are vessels of honor and there are vessels of dishonor. Amen. And we talked about that there are varying vessels, that those gold and silver vessels of honor are imperishable. They are valuable. They are all enduring. Amen. Those vessels of honor can withstand the fire. Amen. But those earthen vessels of clay and wood, okay, those are of dishonorable use. Amen. Those vessels, amen, are perishable. And if you put them in the fire, they will burn. Amen. So now we are going to take a look. We're still continuing on in the conversation of it is necessary. Amen. We learn that it was necessary, amen, for us to have a firm foundation. It was necessary for us to make a decision to belong to God. It was necessary for us to name the name of the Lord. And it was necessary for us to turn away from unrighteousness. Then we learned that it was necessary to be a vessel of gold and honor, that we did not want to be a vessel of wood or clay. Amen. And that it was necessary to understand that whether we were the ones who planted or whether we were the ones who watered, amen, that only God gives the increase. Only God allows things to grow. Amen. And we have to submit to whatever role that God has for us and serve the Lord in that. Amen. So now we are going to talk about the necessity of purging. Let's go ahead and get into 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. And you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Amen. And the Word of God says, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, bearing this inscription: The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness." Amen. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also those of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. If anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Amen. So flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, and pursue peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Amen. So let's go back to verse 21. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable or anything wicked, anything evil, anything unrighteous, he will be a special instrument set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. We have a decision to make. Do you want to be a special instrument? Do you want to be set apart? Do you want to be useful to the master? Do you want to be prepared for every good work? This is one of those conditions. I told you before, if you ever heard me preach any message over the years, I've always talked about conditions. Yes, God's love is conditional. Excuse me, God's love is unconditional. But baby, okay, some of the blessings of the Lord have conditions. There are if-then statements. If you will do this, then you will get this. If you will do this, then I will do that. This is one of those if-then statements, which means, like I always say, we have a responsibility in this. There's a part that we play. We have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. We have to make a decision. Faith without works is dead. Amen. So here is the if-then condition. Now you have a choice if you want to be a vessel of honor, that vessel of gold and silver that withstands the test, that withstands the fire. And then you also have a decision to be of common, useless, invaluable to the Lord. We got a choice. So if anyone purges himself from anything unrighteous, anything dishonorable, anything wicked, anything evil, if you, if he, if she, if anyone, if it doesn't have the word then, but most times in our vernacular and everyday communication, we say, if you do this, then I will. It doesn't have the word then in here, but it has that same connotation. He will be a special instrument. But before we go there, let's go back to that word purifies. That particular word in the Greek for purify can be found in one other place in the New Testament. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Now, the word of God says, clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new unleavened batch, as indeed you are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. That same word for clean in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, is the same word for purifies in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. And that word means to cleanse thoroughly, like do a thorough cleanse. Like through and through, no residue, no streaks, no marks, no scum, no foul odor, squeaky clean, a thorough cleanse. And just think about it. If you are going to be a special instrument, if you are going to be set apart, if you are going to be useful to the master, if you are going to be prepared for every good work, then we need to do a thorough cleanse. What does a thorough cleanse look like in your mind? Then that's what needs to be done. A cleansing of the thoughts, a cleansing of the belief system, a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of the motive, a cleansing of the intentions, a cleansing of the talk, a cleansing of your hands, that I will have pure hands and clean hands before the Lord. A cleansing of your eye gates. A cleansing of your ear gates. A cleansing of what you, your speech, your talk. A thorough cleansing. Because even if you look at a woman to have her or to desire her, Jesus said that that by itself was lust and adultery. What? Just to even look? Not even to touch? Not even to taste? Just the look. Take, honey, pluck that eye out. It's better to lose your eye than to lose your soul. A thorough cleanse. Purify yourself. Cleanse yourself from the things that are dishonorable, wicked, evil, and unrighteous. So now when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it is referring to leaven. And we know that leaven is yeast. And ye and leaven or yeast is the figurative term for evil and wickedness. So for those of us, and I don't, but for those of us who make bread from scratch, you need yeast for the dough to rise. But you don't need a lot of it. You get a little bit of yeast, and that yeast will work through that whole batch. Amen? It doesn't take a lot. And that's why the unleavened bread that was used for Passover was flat. It had no yeast in it. It didn't rise. Amen. But when you look at this from a broader perspective and figuratively and metaphorically, and what Apostle Paul is trying to say to the church of Corinth, is that if you tolerate any form of evil at all, if you tolerate any wickedness at all, if you tolerate any unrighteousness, it is going to permeate through the church, permeate through the society, permeate through the entire batch. So you cannot tolerate the yeast. So you need to clean out the old leaven. Amen? So that you may be a new unleavened batch of bread. Because once you get yeast or leaven in the dough, how are you going to know what part of it has the yeast or the leaven? So you have to throw that whole batch away and start again from scratch to ensure that no yeast will get in any part of that batch. Amen? So many times we tolerate things. And I ain't even talking about things from other people. We be so quick to think about somebody else and their sin. We got to take the beam of wood out of our eye before we try to take that speck of wood out of our brother's eye. What is the sin and wickedness and unrighteousness that we tolerate in our own lives? The question is, as Rhonda says, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. Do you want to be fit for the master's use? Do you want to be an instrument? Amen? So the second phrase here, our second key phrase is old yeast? What part of the old do you need to throw away? We are in the 31st day of 2024. What part of us do we need to throw away, to get rid of, so that we can be a vessel of gold and honor, fit for the master's use, prepared for every good work that God has in store for us in 2024? What do we need to do? What do we need to get rid of? It's another Selah moment. Do you want to be prepared for every good use, for every good work? Then there's things that we need to do. We got to do it. God is not going to do it for us, because we already know that there's different varying vessels in the house. The house has various vessels in it. And we get to choose what type of vessel we're going to be. It's up to us. And so, when you look up that word vessel in the Greek, and we're back in 2 Timothy chapter 2, amen, verse 21. When you look up that particular word vessel in the Greek, it also means equipment. So we know a vessel, right? This, my jug of prune juice that I turn into my water bottle. I know, it's ghetto. I'm sorry, y'all. I always lose those other ones that you spend all this money for, those stainless steel hot and cold ones. I always forget them somewhere. For some reason, I don't forget this store brand prune juice bottle that I turned into my water. Okay? This is considered a vessel. It is a container that can hold not just prune juice, not just water, but anything that can fit within this cap size opening and the volume of this vessel. Okay? This is a vessel. You guys know that I do art. This is some glitter glue. This is a vessel. Okay? It is of different shape and different size, but it's a vessel. It also can hold whatever you decide to put in it, as long as it can fit through the opening and it fits within the volume of this vessel. Okay? I got two more vessels. I got a few more vessels. This is a vessel. It is my makeup bag. Okay? It holds my makeup contents. I choose to use it as a makeup bag. It can be used in all different ways. You put whatever in the opening and it must fit within this volume, the volume of this vessel, and you close it. This is a vessel. This is a Glad Ziploc bag. It has an opening, okay? It is made of a completely different material, amen, and it can hold certain volumes, certain materials, okay? As you see, it has a hole in it, okay? And then I'm going to show you one more vessel. This is a vessel. Okay? This is my briefcase. Okay? It holds all sorts of content in it. I just showed you 5 different vessels of different shapes, of different sizes, made out of different material, different uses, and different purposes. When we decide that we want to be a vessel of honor fit for the master's use, when you look up the word apparatus, it is a piece of equipment or a machine needed for a particular activity. We repurpose things all the time. But if you go to the originator or the creator of the apparatus and the equipment, he or she will tell you, I created this piece of equipment, this vessel, this apparatus, this equipment, this machine for a particular reason. That was my purpose and intent for creating it. We can't control, once it gets into someone else's hands, what they decide to do with it. The creator created it. Someone else can choose how they're going to use that equipment. And the very interesting thing that Elohim, our creator, created us for a particular activity, for a particular purpose. We come in all different shapes, all different sizes, all different hues, with different gifts, with different talents, for different purposes. I was not created to lead worship. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, as my first spiritual parents used to say. Can you carry a tune in a bucket? I'm like, boy, how Southern is that? And I used to laugh every time I heard that. I cannot carry a tune in a bucket. I also can't dance. I was not gifted to do those things. God blessed me with an anointing at one particular time in my life, and I did liturgical dance, and that was a special anointing for that particular time and that particular reason. God bless you, Pastor Carr. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. God bless you. However, I know that that's not my purpose. So if I get up there and try to lead worship, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know you need to sit down. That's not, so why am I going to put my time and energy in doing something that I don't have the gifting for? And that's a very easy example. But God created each of us with a special, unique, mixture of knowledge and gifts and talents. You were born in a certain era, in a certain geographical location. You were born a male or a female for a particular purpose and a particular reason, of a certain race, a certain ethnicity, a certain culture, in a certain family. You have certain desires and tastes and interests. All of that put together because Elohim created you to be his special instrument, to be an apparatus. He equipped you so that you can be a piece of equipment for him. But it's our job to get in line with him, his will, his way, his word. And it is necessary for us to purge ourselves from unrighteousness. We got to make a decision to purge ourselves. We have to make a decision to turn away from righteousness. We have to make a decision to get rid of the old batch, the old way, the old belief system, the old ways of operating, the old thoughts, the old emotions, the old reactions, the old responses. The old walk, the old talk, the old conversation. We have to get rid of those things. Amen? So that we can be that vessel. I use each and every one of those vessels that I showed you, and they all have a different purpose for me. At this time in my life, I've had this thing for more than 20 years. And I'm saying this only for this reason. It is a coach. I bought a coach set, a coach wallet, a coach purse, and this coach makeup bag. I've had all three for over 20 years, and I chose the ones that did not have the signature monogram. Because I wanted to be able to use it with no apprehensions. I wanted it to be long enduring and not fade away or get out of style. So I got the solid black. We all have a purpose. But if you want to be fit, if you want to be set apart, if you want to be useful for every good work, then purge yourself from wickedness and unrighteousness. Amen. Well, y'all, that is all that I have for today. Amen. If you have any thoughts, any comments, any scripture, go ahead and share it and put it in the chat. Amen. But that's all I have, y'all. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that God has been teaching and speaking this week. I am just a vessel that said yes. Amen. And I continue to say yes, and I continue to purge myself when God shows me something about me that I need to get rid of. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness unto the Lord. Amen. And for getting on and receiving His word. Amen. He is faithful and true. Any other comments, any thoughts? Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. Terry says, amen. Thank you. Please pray for Marcia and her children. Amen. God bless you, Terry. We will take some time to pray for Marcia and her children. Amen. Any other comments or questions or scriptures? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up your name. We thank you for the prayer request of Terry. Father God, she is faithful and true to you. She gets on, Lord God, and she is coming to you on behalf of Marcia and Marcia's children. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with Terry. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the situation. You know everything that is going on. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will step into the matter. We pray that you will make every crooked path straight. We pray that you will rectify. We pray that you will make a way out of no way. We pray that you will heal, deliver, and set free. We pray that you will provide. We pray that you will correct every wrong, that you will bring every mountain down and every valley up. We pray, oh Father God, that they will get on their knees and cry out to you. We pray, Lord God, for healing. We pray for peace. We pray for righteousness. We pray that you will visit them, that you will speak to them, that you will show yourself to them, oh Father God. We pray, Lord God, that you will shake things up, oh Father God, where they will have no other choice but to look to you and to call on your name, that we lift up our eyes unto the hills, where which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Do not suffer their foot to be moved, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are good and you are worthy to be praised. We praise thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, y'all. We love you. Praise you. Praise the Lord for who he is. Amen. That is all that we have for today. Mwah. God bless you. Have a wonderful last day in January 2024. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Terry says it's a holistic purge for me. Thank you for your faithfulness, support, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Amen. We love you. God bless you. I love you too. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. Thank you so much for that. All right, you guys have a wonderful day. God bless you.